You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Today is Get Out and Vote Day. Hope you all went out and voted. We're getting election results across the board from all of the different states right now. And I'm on the West Coast. I'm back in California. Here we go. I had a big event this weekend. I had some family getting married. So it was awesome, amazing. It was back home to see everybody, see all the things that have been going on. I missed home a lot. But we have a big weekend. We have a big week. A lot is going on. And as you guys can all tell on the instability in the markets, we've had a lot of range trading going on because people did not know which direction things were going to go in. It's still kind of unpredictable. So I'm sure everyone's glued to their TV sets watching what's going on, or on the internet or on Twitter or on the different socials trying to find out what's happening. But I'm going to have a pretty big show today. We're going to talk about some different things. And at the end, I have a teaser for y'all. Something big is coming. So we'll talk about that. I'm doing the show. I do not have any guests this week. It's just me. So you'll hear me pause every now and then. That's me taking a sip of water. Talking an hour straight, I always have to have my water by my side because that's what we need, right? We need the life. We need water. But yeah, let's get into it. So there's a lot of big things happening this week. First off, I want to say to all my holders, everybody in AI Signal, AI Base, on the Sniper and the Auto Trader, all of you listening out there, all of you in Web3 and on X, hello. Hi, y'all. We're going to have a great week. Happy Taco Tuesday for all you that know what that means. Happy Taco Tuesday. And yeah, let's have a big week. So one second and I'll be right back. And then we're going to talk, we're going to go into what's going on and what's affecting the markets, why the markets are doing what they're doing, what's affecting the housing market, the stock market, the crypto markets. So one second. Okay, here we go. So today's a big day. The crypto markets have been range trading, not knowing which direction we're going to be going in. The stock markets have been range trading, not knowing what direction we're going to go in. The Fed is meeting on the 6th and the 7th. Election results will be coming in at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, approximately 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tonight. So it's 6 o'clock Pacific right now. We got about a couple more hours left of people voting. Polls are trickling in, information is trickling in. And so we can see what's going on in the crypto market. It's getting optimistic. So that looks positive. ETH has been range trading about 2350 to 2700. It's been hovering around 2450 lately. BTC, which is Bitcoin, has made a comeback again. It hit 71,000 and 72,000 today. So that's also optimistic. Crypto are primarily on red. So like if we're going red, it's favoring crypto for crypto markets. So you have to understand crypto is new technology. AI is new technology. Web3 has new technology. Whenever you have new technology, same thing with Elon and his SpaceX and Tesla and all the new tech that he's coming out with. This is all new technology, which becomes disruptive, but it adds value to our lives. It makes our lives better. We're able to take crypto or AI or the new tech and build out new businesses because of that, right? So whenever you have any new cycles coming in with new technology, you're going to get high, high returns, high gains, but we also have high risk. We have a lot of people coming into the industry who may not know what they're doing and a lot of people who know what they're doing, right? Whenever you have a disruptive cycle and you have new technology that's life-changing, we're going to have a lot of big gains. It's like being first in anything, right? You're taking a higher risk, but you're also getting a higher reward and a higher return. So just think about like the different cycles that we've been through and just even just the tech cycles. So like when websites sites first came out or email first came out, how it was changing and game changing and technology changing, right? And then we go into our cell phones and cell phone apps, how that changed the world too. And having better technology with cell phones, where before we couldn't, you know, you couldn't get a call or you couldn't be up to date on what was going on in the world, or you didn't have text messaging, or you didn't have social apps, you didn't have a way to stay connected. You were kind of in your own little bubble. So wherever you were in that little bubble is where you had your source of information. And that was pretty much the range that you had. So by now having like this, having Wi-Fi and email and internet, text messaging, social apps, we're able to travel the world. We're able to do whatever we want to do anywhere remotely, as long as we have access to internet and Wi-Fi. So that's what I've been doing. I've been all over the world. I'm now back in California. I'm in San Diego. I was in Las Vegas last week, and I was in the Caribbean the week before. But it gives us that flexibility to do whatever we want to do, right? But when we're having this and we're having the flexibility, some people don't like new technology. They don't like change. They want everything to remain the same. So if we always remain the same, we're not going to grow. We're not going to evolve. We're not going to have things better for the world. And that's what new tech does. New tech that gives us, I know a lot of people may be afraid of it because they don't know. And most people are afraid of the unknown, right? If you don't know what to expect and you don't the unknown, sometimes it's easier and safer to stay in your bubble. But now think of it this way. If we were stuck in our bubble and we weren't able to go to different places and see different places and meet different people throughout the world, we would have a different perspective on life. But because we have these opportunities and because technology has evolved and changed, we're able to have bigger perspectives, bigger understanding, and see things differently, but it also gives us more opportunities. So when you look at crypto, or you look at AI, you look at Web3, you look at the new tech coming out, this is giving us and providing us new opportunities. So I'm going to take us through like these different cycles that we've been going through, and now we're in this new technology cycle. But I know that a lot of people's concerns are that we're going through this election process right now. And then we have the Fed meeting in the next couple of days where we anticipate the rates will be cut. That's the goal. So if everything goes optimistically, we should have a rally back in the market, which means a rally in the crypto market, rally in stocks, bonds, futures, options, we should have a rally back in the market. If there's uncertainty and people don't know what's going on, it becomes a little disruptive. And then that's when people sell. But then that also gives you the opportunity to access things at a lower price and the bottom, and then you make a higher amount of gains. So I'm going to take you through a little cycle because what's going on tonight is like a big event, of course. It's determined our next 4 years. And whenever we're making a change in the path that we're going in, it's going to disrupt our cycle, but it's also going to give us better opportunities. So you have to look back kind of what cycles we went through. And if you see like in real estate and in interest rates, we tend to always go through a 9-year cycle. So we'll peak up at the top and then it goes like a bell and comes down and then bottoms out and then works its way back up on the cycle again. And one of the reasons that we had such inflated prices on real estate, cost of goods, all the inflation that we're having, it did start back during COVID. And if you all remember back, I know this is a hard thing to try and remember again. And I reflected on it because I had to go on a Zoom meeting today from some people. And I'm like, I do not want to go on Zoom ever again after COVID. I just want to stay away from Zoom and be on phone calls or TG or Twitter or X. But I had to go on a Zoom meeting, which is great. I mean, it was a great presentation. We got a lot done, but it also made me reminiscent of the reason why we're in what we're in right now. And one of those reasons is because of COVID. So if you think of it this way, this is what had happened when we went through COVID, right? So when we were in COVID, we had to stay in place. We weren't allowed to move around. We weren't allowed to go outside, go to restaurants, go see friends. We were stuck, right? We were supposed to shelter in place. And so we had to adapt, and it kind of made us isolated, and a lot of people were alone. Thank God for technology, though, because technology helped us reach out and branch out and be involved in other people's lives, even though we couldn't see them face to face. But because of that, it also caused a lot of things to happen. And a lot of people don't realize this, or you don't think about this, or you don't reflect on this. But when COVID had happened, there was a lot of people that became unemployed. So that means loss of income. There were a lot of people that couldn't go to their jobs. So they had to have unemployment. There were a lot of positions that couldn't be filled. So we couldn't have products, goods, and services because they couldn't be supplied because nobody could work to build those out. People were sheltered in place, which means that they could not move. So they couldn't move houses. They couldn't buy a new house or rent a new house. They had to stay in place where they were. But that also created a supply and demand issue. So if you look back on COVID, we had a supply and demand issue where the supply was limited because people weren't selling, they weren't renting, they weren't buying. People couldn't get goods and services because there were no workers to provide or build out goods and services. People had no income, but then they had unemployment. So they had cash flow, but they had nothing to spend it on. So by creating a lack of supply and creating a bigger demand, you're going to cause prices to go up. So prices were inflated because of that, but it wasn't because of like a demand where we had mass amounts of people wanting the Xbox at Christmas and it causes the prices to go up. There was a demand because they had to limit the goods and supplies because nobody could work to produce them. Nobody was moving their houses. They weren't renting new houses. They weren't buying new houses. They did not have to pay their rent. They did not have to pay the mortgages. So they did not have an incentive to move also. They also were discouraging anybody to move because of COVID. So that caused a false inflationary cycle also. So think of it this way. If you didn't have to pay a mortgage for 2.5 years and you had a forbearance on it, you would stay in place and you wouldn't sell your house, which limits the supply of housing. So now the housing supply shrinks, which causes the prices to go up. If before you had a supply of 1,000 houses in a county and it dropped down to 20 houses, but you had the same amount of buyers, the prices would go up, right? So we had a false sense of inflationary cycle because of that. And that started the whole snowball effect. And people don't realize that this was the key time when everything started. It started because we had nobody moving. We had nobody renting. We had nobody paying mortgages. We didn't have workers to build out new products, new services. We had people staying in place, sheltering in place. Nobody was traveling. Nobody was spending money. There was no income, but they had unemployment. So if you think of it this way, it all started back originally in COVID. In COVID, we were in a recession and it caused us to go into an inflationary cycle. So all of this inflationary, which the high prices of gas, the high prices of goods and services, the high prices of housing, the high prices of wages now is a snowball effect of what originally started back then. And so 4 years ago, when we were in election cycle, we were in a different position than we are today. And now 4 years in the future, we're in a different position again. Now we have more opportunities. We have more freedom. We're able to have new technology now that can evolve and change the world. But we also need to think of the choices that we're making now, how it's going to affect our future in the next 4 years. And I want you all to think I'm not standing on a position one way or the other in this conversation, but I want you to think of how we got here and where we're going to. And so when you're making your decisions, you have to understand that there's always going to be a cause and an effect, no matter what you do, right? Whatever path you choose, whatever path the states choose, whatever path internationally chooses, if we favor innovation, if we favor technology, if we favor crypto, if we favor change, it's going to evolve us in a different direction. If we decide to stay in our bubble and because we're scared of the unknown and we don't try to move to the outside to try new things, to explore new things, to create new things, and to make our life better, we're always going to be stuck. We're going to be at the mercy of everything else. And so when you're making your decisions on your life path and what you're deciding to do, think of the cause and the effect and the consequences of your choices that will affect your future. So I kind of want to just put it out there, because a lot of people don't think about why we are where we are today. And if you go back 4 years of what started this whole entire cycle, and now we're going into a new 4 years of another cycle. So are we going to go into lower interest rates and more affordable housing? Are we going to go into better medical? Are we going to go into better technology? Are we going to be able to grow and expand as a nation? Are we going to be able to grow and expand as a world? So think of that. And I've seen these changes happening already. I'm seeing these things happen in Web 3 moving over to the real world in Web 2. I'm seeing technology change and change lives right now. It's giving people opportunities that didn't have opportunities before. I communicate with people all over the world all the time. I have people in Canada, people in India and France and Germany and Europe and Japan and Asia and Malaysia. And everybody's wages are different. Everybody's inflationary cycles are different. But it's giving everybody an opportunity, because we're able to communicate, we're able to work, we're able to be remote, and then create this technology that's going to help evolve and change the world. So I just wanted to put that out there so you can think about what's going on in the world, and the decisions that you make right now are shaping your future. And the decisions that you take, if you take an action, will give you a consequence. And so think about which direction you're going in your life, like what you're doing to help mankind, what you're doing to evolve and change, what you're doing to shape the future. Are you scared and staying in your bubble? Are you trying to expand yourself and grow and make life better? So I'm going to pause for a second on that, and then we're going to go on to our next topic. So the other thing, back again, had to have my water. So I'm on my soapbox, I understand, but I want people to like have a wake up call. I want you all to realize, like, we all want things that favor our lives, right? We want things that are going to make our life better, but you have to think of the bigger picture. We want things that are going to make everybody's life better too. So if you're going to grow and expand, reach out, try new things, try crypto, try investing, buy your first stock, buy your first car, fix your credit, learn something new, like read a book, try something different, try and expand your future and step out of that bubble, out of that scared space, and then make your life better and make the lives around everybody around you better too. So another thing to consider is, I know that we tend to like separate ourselves on red or blue, and each state tends to go either red or blue based on their market demographics and what their goals are and what they're aiming for. And historically, like, blue and Democrats used to be favoring for college education, for medical, for services, for union workers. So we had a lot of things that were catering to different types of jobs, different types of benefits that we would get. And then red would favor more towards highly educated college, entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, self-employed individuals. They would also, the red was more in favor of that. So also finance, investing, housing market, real estate market, that's what red tends to favor. Red tends to favor people who are independent and can go out and create their own wealth and then provide jobs and opportunities for others. Blue tends to favor other people who are more dependent on social circles, more dependent on government, more dependent on other people providing opportunities for them versus them providing opportunities for themselves. So you have to understand that even though we may have a separation between like red and blue and what it offers, we both need each other. Because if we didn't have the entrepreneurs and the CEOs creating jobs and creating business opportunities and new goods and services and new technology, it wouldn't have those jobs to provide the people that need those jobs. And if we didn't have the medical or the education, we wouldn't have the type of people that could fulfill those jobs because they catered towards that education or that learning environment or that specialty. So in everything that we do, there's always a balance. There's always a balance of yin and yang. There's a balance of red and blue. People help each other. We always tend to complement each other. So I know that a lot of people will stand on their own party and like stand on their soapbox and preach their party. But we also have to understand that the other parties help us too. But depending on what direction we go is going to also determine what direction we're going to go in the next 4 years. And we tend to cycle and flip back and forth so that it's like growing wheat. They don't grow wheat every year on the same soil because it takes all the nutrients. They do another plant on the opposite year. I'm not an agriculture farmer, so I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that they do like wheat and corn and they go back and forth so that it fertilizes the soil differently. So the same thing happens when we go through technology cycles, or we go through real estate cycles, or we go through financial cycles. We'll have our ups and then we'll have our downs. So we give people a low entry to get in, and then people are able to sell off with a profit on the top. When we are doing Democrat and we're doing Republican, we flip-flop back and forth too, because each of the parties give different social circles and different people. Same thing like with real estate. Real estate, we have had a big run up on real estate ever since COVID because we had that supply and demand issue. So prices on housing have gone up, which made it very unaffordable for the majority of the people. And interest rates have gone up too. So the payment shock, people couldn't afford the payment. But now since the Fed cut rates like 3 months ago, and then we anticipate them cutting rates again in the next case. Also, we're having a pullback in the housing market because it's also fall winter, which is natural progression when we have a pullback in the market. It's making housing more affordable to a bigger pool of people again too. So we're cycling through that right now too. So we cycle through real estate, we cycle through interest rates, we cycle through stock market where it goes ups and downs and it has its fluctuation. But that also gives you opportunities on investing. So I want you to all think about like all the things firing in the world, all the things that are transpiring in politics, what's the cause and effect of it, how it's affecting your life. And if you're trying to expand and grow and learn more, if you're listening to us, you're probably trying to find out more information. You're trying to invest in more opportunities. You're trying to make your life better. Because you wouldn't be that type of person who would be listening to a show on investing in crypto and Web3 and AI unless you saw opportunity in the future too. And so I commend you for listening to us. And then I want you to think about like all the opportunities that are out there that are presented, all the future opportunities that are coming, and what we can do to make everything better. So I'm going to pause again. Okay, so we have lots of things going on. The crypto market had a small rally today. Again, BTC, Bitcoin hit 71.72. ETH had a bounce back up. It's hovering around 25. I haven't checked it before I went on, but it's been going between 2350 to 2700. But the last 7 days, it's been hovering around 24 to 25. You could be range trading ETH. You could be range trading BTC right now too, and some of the altcoins. We've had a lot of activity on meme coins. So we primarily trade meme coins, and meme coins are kind of like the small chips or the international stocks of the stock market. So again, like a refresher course, if you go into stocks, bonds, options, futures, if you're into stocks, the blue chips are the primary stable ones, the ones that everybody buys. They know about the old school ones like Coca-Cola, Disney, like all the majors, right, are blue chips. And then we have mid caps. And then we have small caps, which are the more closer to the startups, more technology orientated. We have NASDAQ, which is more tech orientated too. And then we have international stocks, which are more volatile, but they also have a higher return. So in crypto, we have our quote unquote blue chips, which is Bitcoin and Ethereum. So those are our stables. Then we have our altcoins, which is like Sandbox and Matic, Polkadot, Ape. There's a lot of little altcoins that they can usually range. We had a big run on altcoins about 2 years ago where everybody was trading the altcoins because they were getting a higher ROI. But now everybody's into meme coins, which is our specialty that we do. We trade in crypto, but we get higher returns on meme coins. And meme coins came out, they've been out for a while, but they had a big surge in Web3 and investing where there was a big push in the market last April when Pepe first came out. And that was like April 14th, I think, of last year. And so since then, meme coins have been the big, where the highest returns, but also the highest risk, the highest rewards. And so what we've been doing is we built out technology over 19 months ago. We did it on trading platforms for crypto and NFTs. And then we switched over and built out trading platforms for tokens. So it finds people the lowest entry with the safest entry also. There's higher risk when you're entering into meme coins. And then also the best exit strategy. And so on meme coins, we've had a big run up in the last 7 days. Whenever there's volatility in the market, meme coins still get high returns. So we almost had a threat of World War III back in August. I think it was like August 5th. So my tokens and my bots were telling me to exit out of my stables, which is ETH and BTC, and go into stables, which is USDC, DAI, Tether. So I exited out of my positions on crypto when it was hovering around 37.50. We had topped out about like 4,400. We had a pullback. We were hovering around 37.50 and I went into stables at 37.50. Most people were still in it. I was getting warning signs, so I exited out. I went into safety of that. That was back in July, about July 27th. And then ETH and BTC both tanked around August 5th. They dropped down, ETH dropped down to 2,200. So that was about 1,500 drop. Almost 50% had dropped, but I was already in stables. And so then I went back into ETH when it was at 2,400, because I waited for the bottom of the green and went back into ETH at 2,400. So I had that big spread where most people had just stayed in their stables. But our bots were telling us that we needed to exit out. And then my bots were telling us when we were to get back into the position. So I got back into my position at 24. And I've been range trading Ethereum since then in the range of 2,300 to 2,750 because we've been having this resistance at 2,750. But we trade our meme coins on Ethereum. So I have enough Ethereum to trade the meme coins on. Our meme coins have such a high return. They're catching between 2x to our biggest one, which is Brett on Base. It caught 377,000x. So a $10 trade on that would have grossed $3.77 million USD on a $10 trade. So you can see the higher ROIs are in meme coins. They're also a higher risk. So everything that we say again on this show is do your own research. This is not financial advice. This is for educational purposes only. But if you're interested in learning more about meme coins, learning about altcoins, Ethereum and BTC, We do have training. We do have education. We have ways to trade, give you information about how to trade videos, audios. We have private trading groups, and then we also have bots that trade for you. So if you're interested, you would go on to AI, go on or X, go on to AI Signal. You can go into our Telegram and AI Signal. Go on to the website. We have AIBaseBot.com. So it's AIBaseBot.com. Give you some more information about our base launch. AI Signal has been around for over 19 months. Base has been around now for over 8 months. Oh my goodness, so we're already coming into November. So it's been around for over 8 months. We have a sniper platform that we've been branding, and it's coming up on a release. So you can trade all of the meme coins, altcoins, crypto on the platform. You can trade it on ETH and Base, and Sol will be coming out after that. We also have an auto trader coming out where it can take the streams that you have. It'll enter into it automatically because it automatically trades for you. And then it will exit out your position based on your parameters and the algorithm. So that's something that we've been working on for a while. It's about ready to be released. And we've been talking about it, but it's also primarily in crypto and Web3, and we're moving it over to Web2 and to real world mutual funds, financial planners, so that they can start trading on it too. So I'm going to pause again. Okay. So I'm sure you all are glued to your sets watching what's going on in the elections. As the hour comes up on each one, we're getting updates on everything that's going on. But the biggest thing to know is that even though there's fluctuations in the market, even though there's disruptions in the market, even though there's maybe a threat of World War III or a change in the election or change in interest rates or the stock market's dumping or something's happening, we're still catching high returns. It's like, I know somebody in the alcohol industry, and they used to say that in good times or in bad times, people still buy alcohol, people still drink. So the thing to think about in good times and in bad times, people are still trading and getting high returns on meme coins because it's the new technology. It's the new thing out there. It's where everyone gravitates to. You're going to get your biggest market share in the beginning. We're going to get the biggest, highest returns because whenever there's new tech, new disruption in the market, something that's going to change the world is when you're going to get the highest returns. It's like buying new construction on a house. As soon as it's built, you're going to get it at a lower price, but the price is going to appreciate rapidly because it's new construction in a new area before it builds out. Same thing when you have a public offering on a stock. It's going to offer it at a lower price. Like you may get in the stock at $2 or $4. And on that day, it may run up to $100 because it's new technology. It's new offering. And so it has a higher rate of return. That's the same thing that's going on with meme coins and Ethereum and Base and Sol, is that it's new technology. It's a new way to invest. Everybody's curious. Everybody's interested in it. It's giving high returns. And so we have a lot of people trading on it. So it doesn't matter if the market in all the other markets are bad or good, the meme coins are still running. We caught about, I think it was 500 plus X's on the day that we thought we were quote unquote going into World War III. When the stock market tanked, we still caught like 1,000 X's. So no matter what happens in the market, it's kind of our safe haven. It's still our way to make money. But think of it this way. If you're taking your money and you're investing in the stock market, over a five-year period, your average rate of return should be about 12%. So if you took $1,000 and you invested it without compounding interest and you just invested $1,000, you're going to get a 12% return. You're going to have $1,120 after that five-year period. You're going to get 12% average return for each year. So you'll get $600. You'll have $1,600 after 5 years. Now, if you go into savings account where you're going to keep the majority of your money or money market, so your money is safe, this is not the money you invest in. This is the money you pay your bills. This is where your stable money is at. This is for long-term holding. And then you're in the CDs or you're in your savings account, you're only getting like a 1-5% return. So if you invest $1,000, you're going to get like 2% return on that. And then that would be over like the 5-year course period. So, but when you have your discretionary money, you have your higher risk money, your money that is your coffee money, the money that you get to play with, the money that you get to try new things out with. It might be your play money that you take vacations with, or your free money that you go out to dinner with or buy your Starbucks. It's your discretionary money. That's the money that you're able to risk. You never risk your core amount that's going to pay your mortgages, your rent, your car payments, your insurance. You never risk that type of money. You only risk the money that you can either make a lot with it or lose it. It goes to zero. So when you're trading meme coins, we trade with our discretionary money. So we always look for opportunities where it's the lowest entry point, trade with the lowest amount. We trade with like $10 to $50 a trade minimum. Like that's the lowest we do. But we get the highest returns. So if you get a 10X on $10, you made $100, right? If you trade with only $10 and you get 100X, you made $1,000. Now, if you invested that $10 into your savings account, you would have got a 2% return. So you would have only made $102. You would only have $102. Where if you take, that was your $100, you got a 2% return, you get $102. But if you take that $100 and you split it over 10 different trades, so you invest in 10 different tokens, like token A, B, C, D, et cetera, for 10 tokens, and one token gives you a 10X, you just made $100 on that $10. The second token only made a 2X, you made $20 on that token. The third $10 made 100X, you made $1,000 on that token. The fourth token makes a 5X, you made $50 on that token. So this is your play money. You're taking $10 and playing with it and then trading on it. So that's the goal. We built out all these AI bots so that you have the lowest entry price, the lowest risk with the highest rewards and the highest returns. If you're throwing big chunks of money at it, at something, you want to do something that's more stable. But when you're trading in lower amounts and lower entries, you're able to risk your discretionary money and trade with only $10. So that's the goal. So we built out these bots. Again, they've been built for over 19 months. We have them on ETH. We have them on Base. We have them on Sol. We have sniper bots and have automatic traders coming out and being released also. You're able to trade with $10 and try it out. It's also user-friendly. So when you go onto the Sniper platform, when we release it, it'll take 5 minutes to set it up. If you're not tech savvy, it's user-friendly. All you do is fund your wallet. And we've talked about it on our different shows, how to fund a MetaMask wallet, how to fund a crypto wallet, how to buy crypto, how to buy ETH, how to buy BTC. You fund your wallet. So say you put in $100 in that. And then you trade on that $100 over and over again. So the goal is like to build things that are high tech, simple to use, easy to use, low cost to entry, low cost to trade, but give you high returns. And by doing this and going through the learning curve and producing all this technology, we're able to produce this. So this is coming out in pretty soon. I can't give the exact date when it's coming out. We've been branding out the name of the Sniper. So if you've been on IG or Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, you're going to see it being branded all over. And soon we'll announce what it is. We'll give you opportunities to sign up for it. We also have training and we're going to be having special trading groups that you can get into. You're able to trade on the bots. You're able to go into the snipers, able to go into the auto trader. There's certain requirements to do it. You have to fulfill certain requirements to get into the higher level stuff. But if you're just curious and you want to know more, go onto the website, go onto the Twitter, TG, and inquire about it. We're always there to answer questions. And then we'll give you the opportunities to get involved in it. Again, this has been around for over 19 months. But if you're curious, you know, just open up a wallet, buy $10 in Ethereum XC, watch how that goes, get exposed to more information, more knowledge, go into YouTube, go into trading groups and find out as much as you can. Okay, I'm going to pause again. Okay, so this has been an adventurous week. A lot has been going on. A lot will still go on. Remember that in the world of crypto, in the world of finance, we always bounce back. If we have a dip, there's always a bounce on the way up. Historically, over the stock market, since the stock market started, it's always returned higher gains. It's just a matter of waiting it out. If you're investing, you can invest in real estate, you can invest in the stocks, bonds, options, futures, T-bonds, so all different types of things that you can invest in. You can invest in crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Sol, the altcoins, meme coins, but the goal is like to give you trading tools to help you trade smarter, to learn more, to understand things. And all it does is take that first step, right? On everything that we do, we get outside of our bubble. We expand our horizons. We make our life better. We're making our life better for the future. We're making our life better for our friends, for our family, for our future legacy. And that the way to do that is to step out of your bubble. Like, don't be scared to try something new. If you're trying something new, do something that's low risk. Only use $10. Try it out. See what you're doing. My parents used to always encourage me always to try everything new, like to step out of my bubble. And so by doing so, I've had a very rich, fulfilling life because of it. They made me try all types of foods, to travel the world, to create new technology, to get my education, to learn as much as I can. And by doing so, it's made my life better. And so my only goal and my hope is that by being on here and talking to you guys, that you'll get that courage to step up and to try something new and to do something better. And I know that we're going through a lot of different cycles and we're going through a lot of unknowns in the world. But if you're true to yourself and you're pursuing your passion and you're trying new things and you're finding out where your direction is in life, you're always going to be successful. And remember, we always go through cycles. So we may have a pullback. Don't let fear get in the way. It's always the best time to buy at the bottom because you're going to have a higher rate of return. Just like I exited out of my Ethereum position when it was at 37.50 and went back into it when it was at 24, it bottomed out at 22. So like the more you learn, the more you educate yourself, the more you try different things out, the better opportunities you'll have, the more freedom you'll have. The goal is in life is to minimize your risk, free up most of your time, have financial freedom, pursue your passions, enjoy what you do, and then help others do that also. And I want to remind you all, especially since we're going through elections right now, don't forget that whatever your actions are, there's always consequences for your actions. So make sure that you're always staying true to yourself and you're being the best version of yourself out there. People don't realize that how you present yourself now will carry on forever. Just like an internet impression is going to carry on forever, the way that you present yourself now is how you're going to present yourself to everybody else. And whatever consequences or whatever actions that you take now will impact your future also. So there's always consequences to your actions. Always live at your utmost best self. Make sure that your values, your morals, your ethics are in place. Make sure you pursue your passions, that you put your best foot forward, because we only have this one life. And how we present ourselves to the rest of the world is important. And what you tell other people to the rest of the world is important. Stay in your integrity. Be your best self. Put your best self forward and like live your life. Make sure that what you do and what you say, you're true to yourself and you're true to others. And if it's something that you can't keep and you can't keep your word, then make sure that you don't make promises to others that you can't keep. The goal in life, right, again, is we only have this one life. We have to make it the best that we can. And if you're going to see yourself in greatness, you need to make sure that you portray yourself in greatness and you live up to your reputation and you use the highest values, morals, ethics, because if you're not living in your integrity and being your best self, your consequences will always give you actions. Your actions will give you consequences. And so just like the candidates right now, if they're not living to their true potential and they're not keeping their word, other people will see through it. So the same thing with your life. Make sure that you're living your life to your utmost. Keep true to yourself. Explore the world. See as much as you can. Learn as much as you can. And do it with passion and follow your path. But I want to say thank you, y'all. I hope you had an amazing week. And again, we're going to talk to you next Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. It's been wonderful being here on election night. Make the path and the choice that you want to make for yourself for the next 4 years. Remember that technology is evolving. We have a lot of opportunities. We have a lot of things coming up. If you're interested, inquire with us. Go on to AI Signal, AI-based. spot.com. Come say hi to us on Telegram, Twitter. You'll see our ads coming out soon. We're branding out our sniper. So stop by and say hi. And until then, we'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you, everybody.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.